Revisitings by Maria Fontaine.
The other day, while I was reflecting on the subject of reminders, I recalled something that Peter had written. 2 Peter 3, verse 1, touches on the power of godly reminders as one way that God intends for us to stay strong in the faith and to stir ourselves up, to inspire progress, and to spur us to good works. This verse says, "This is now the second letter that I am writing to you, beloved. In both of them, I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder." The Apostle Peter was writing a letter to the believers in northern Galatia. His audience was made up of solid Christians. He refers to their sincere minds. They loved the Word of God. In his first letter, he addressed his readers as individuals of strong faith. The intent of his letters was not to try to convince them of something or argue with them. Instead, he was motivating these dedicated followers of Jesus, drawing their focus to things that they already knew, that they believed, but that perhaps they hadn't been thinking of or acting upon. These were things like faith, virtue, self-control, brotherly affection, love. He said, "I intend always to remind you of these qualities, though you know them and are established in the truth that you have. I think it right, as long as I am in this body, to stir you up by way of reminder." I was encouraged by this, since I had sometimes wondered if I was overdoing it in my reminders to you about familiar spiritual principles. The Lord answered me through these verses. If the Apostle Peter had placed such an emphasis on reminders, I could be confident that there was a need for them in keeping our priorities balanced and our focus where it needs to be. Here's another quote about reminders from Peter's post. "Godly reminders are an important component in our growth. They can help to keep us spiritually active, healthy, and well-rounded. We all need reminders to keep us striving to be like Jesus. Gracious, loving, compassionate, honest, long-suffering, gentle, good, slow to criticize, and generous with encouragement." Peter makes an excellent point there. I know that for me personally, returning to a topic for review helps me to focus on its importance in my life. Because the Word is our touchstone and foundation, its many important spiritual principles are good for us to connect with repeatedly. Ones like the following are guiding lights to help keep us on track. Follow God. Romans 8:28. Nothing is impossible for God. He always stays true to his promises. Prayer and praise are powerful. Resting in the Lord shows faith. And spreading his love and truth is one of our main purposes here on earth. When the Lord inspires me to return to some of these principles in a post, it is to help give it further context and application in our lives. So I'm happy I can be in the reminder business. As important as reminders are in focusing our attention on these principles, they also have another important purpose. For example, how many times has a particular verse or passage brought us a new or deeper meaning or needed answer? What causes us to grasp that new meaning? As we grow and progress, we're constantly being faced with new situations, new challenges, new opportunities, and new people. When we then return to one of these principles, the Holy Spirit can show us new shades of meaning or new applications for it in our lives based on the wisdom we have gained. Every time you revisit or reconsider one of these fundamental truths, you have the opportunity to gain fresh insights about it. I've found in my own life that if I choose to look for them, there are always new things to be discovered. We gain new awareness from which we can grow a little wiser and stronger in spirit. We haven't even scratched the surface of all the Lord wants to help us experience and learn about Him, about ourselves, and about others. Often, many profound insights will be discovered in places where we've already walked and searched. As we grow throughout this life, we continue to perceive new things that weren't visible to us before. There are so many riches of wisdom and understanding that await us, not just in our new adventures with Him, but also in places that are already familiar to us.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.